So here are a couple of my poems today from when I was in the 7th grade. So my first poem is called Opposites, which is a dynamite poem. Loud, a noisy, shrill, resounding, deafening, piercing, concert singer, whisper baby, silent, noiseless, mute, speechless, still, quiet. Riding in my Barbie car, laughing and having a great time riding around my yard. The summer sun on my face and my eyes were as blue as the sea. Once I took my next turn, I ran into an ant then. Ouch, the sting of ants made my eyes water like a baby getting a shot at the doctor's office. I ran so fast, I thought I'd fail. I screamed to my mom in pain. She made me calm and my tears went away. She put medication on my ant bites to make me feel better. I promised to her I would never do this again. She hugged and kissed me like it was my last day on earth. My narrative poem, Splash Mountain. As I wait in line, I stare up at this monster waterfall. My nerves stand still as my heart beats 80 miles an hour. My mom and I look at each other like we were crazy. My head felt like I had a brain freeze. We were fastened into our seats. The seats were shaped like logs as we went down the murky tunnel. My mom was holding on for dear life. Water was rushing under our feet like water running into a bathtub. From the bear rabbits that play banjo to the bears that ward, we couldn't believe our eyes at this huge tunnel. The quacking of ducks while frogs croaked. It was so long I thought it never end. The tracks made a silent stop. My heart dropped as the clanging came back. My throat was filled with air and I couldn't hear my scream. Water splashed on me like a large wave pushing me to shore. The feeling being back on the ground was a blessing. We got our picture of falling, and I didn't even smile. My eyes looked like they've seen a ghost. We laughed our heads off that we had the guts to get on it. My personal bio poem. Alistair, friendly, smart, sensitive, shy, sister of Lars, lover of Italian food. She loves to laugh and reads fiction. Who fears of telling people the wrong thing. She was worried about her grades and happy about talking to friends. Who always loves someone to count on, to be loved and hugged. Who gives cooperation, respect, and honesty. Who fears death, losing, and bad grades. Who would like to see Niagara Falls, Italy, and Paris. Famous person bio poem, Oprah, a famous talk show host, intelligent, breathtaking, understanding, influential, lover of her family, dog, and friends, who believed in making others feel better, God and power to succeed, who feared having bad things said about her self-image, others bringing her down, who wanted respect to read and be successful, who gave great advice, her favorite things, and money, who said duct tape is like the force. It has a light side, a dark side, and it holds the universe together. You are what you are by what you believe. Winfrey. Senru poem. Movies. Scary, sad, funny, vibrations of anger, the surprise ending. My limerick poem. The famous cat. Molly the talking cat that had a fringe hat. Her sister stumbled for the amazing act. Everyone's eyes were wide and started to clap. So these are my poems of the day, so I hope you have enjoyed them and learned a little something. Have a great day.